Okay, everyone, 2025 is here, and I know you want to start a new startup. No, it's on your mind. And I got to be honest, sometimes starting a startup is, actually most of the time starting a startup is pretty daunting. You don't really know where to start. And that's why today's episode is all about 10 newsletter business ideas you can start this weekend. How do you start a profitable newsletter from scratch? Now, I know people are going to listen to that and be like, a newsletter, that's not really a startup. It's actually a cheat code. It's kind of like a hack to get a loved group of people to open up your newsletter, literally, and get them to, you can build a marketplace, you can build an agency, you can build so much on top of a newsletter. That's why it's such a good place to start. And today, I found this incredible post by Matt McGarry. And Matt McGarry he's like a newsletter god, you know. Says he's gotten 15.4 million email subscribers for clients. And he's just got a list of 10 really amazing newsletter business ideas that you can start in a weekend. And we're going to go through it together. I'm going to give my opinion on each and every one of them. People are going to steal these. They're going to go do them. And they're going to turn into some big multi-million dollar businesses, I have no doubt. So let's just get right into it. The Startup Ideas Podcast. It's sipping time, baby. It's Greg Eisenberg. It's sipping time, baby. Let's get those creative juices flowing. So the first idea he has is a marketing newsletter for global talent. So he says, one of the biggest shifts in the past few years has been the rise of overseas talent. For example, job boards like OnlinePH and overseas recruiting agencies like Somewhere.com have grown to 8 figures. As a marketer and a business owner, I notice most overseas marketers typically aren't as skilled as Western marketers. Has nothing to do with language barrier. Overseas marketers have great English. It has to do with something out of their control, budgets. So basically what he's saying is there's new marketers in the USA with $100,000 a month budgets right out of school. But marketers in these places like the Philippines work with less than 5% of that. This creates a skill gap, and that is the lucrative opportunity for you. So what's the idea? The idea is go and create a newsletter specifically for overseas marketers seeking remote USA-based marketing jobs. Now, when I first read that, I was kind of skeptical, and I'll explain why. In places like India, you can get newsletter subs for 25 cents to 50 cents from Facebook ads. So if you spend $5,000 a month, you're getting 20,000 new subs every month. To me, this is low-quality subs. What I mean by that is you're not going to be able to monetize them as well. So I generally refrain from focusing on niches like that. But let's give him a second and let's try to understand what he's trying to do. So he says, here's the structure for the newsletter. You'll have three sections. Section one, great remote marketing jobs readers can apply to. Section two, relevant digital marketing news and updates. Section three, actionable digital marketing tutorials. And then he says, here's how you can monetize it. And this is where he was reading my mind. These subscribers are easy to get and will find your content valuable, but they're not the audience you want to monetize. He's 100% right here. If you want to make this a real business, you need to monetize the Western audience who wants to hire talented marketing overseas for less than US-based hires. So the four ways that he suggests making money: a job board. So making a free job board where companies can post marketing jobs for overseas talents. You can charge these companies $300 to $500 for a boost, which is totally normal for job boards, where you can feature the job in your newsletter, which reaches 20,000 talented marketers. So job boards, I love these businesses. They do print if you get it right. Companies are just used to paying for it. If you collect subscriber data at sign up, work experience, job title, level, company skills. By the way, such an important thing to do is collecting subscriber data. You don't just want people's emails, right? So when you're thinking about building your newsletter, whatever it is, think about what is subscriber data that you can capture that is specific for your niche. So he says, you can send targeted sponsored email blasts on behalf of job advertisers, charging anywhere from $1,000 to $3,000 for recruiting email blasts to help companies generate more qualified candidates. Number three, you can partner or create your own overseas recruiting agency. Hard to build your own overseas recruiting agency. A lot of people, a lot of management, but partnering is really an interesting one, right? Like you saw that with Nick Huber in somewhere.com. Nick Huber, sweaty startup on Twitter, has a lot of traffic, a lot of people, a lot of eyeballs, and he partnered with, it was previously called Support Shepherd, now it's called Somewhere, where he was basically like, I'm going to generate leads for you. And then he took an equity stake in that business. So looking at partnering is probably a more interesting venue to go after. And then number four, create a course, focus on international audience and marketers. I don't think personally that's my least favorite of the options. Here's how the math works out. Okay, this is cool. Assume a 25 cent CPA, $5,000 a month budget, that's 22,000 subs a month, $300 for a job posting, and 5 jobs per newsletter, that's $1,500 per issue. That makes sense. 3 newsletters sent per week at, you know, times 4 weeks, $18,000 a month in revenue. 5 recruiting blasts per month, and you're charging $2,000 each, so that's $10,000 a month of revenue. So total revenue is about $28,000 per month with an audience of 20 to 40,000 international marketers. I don't think that's absurd. I don't think that's a crazy, unattainable business to create. And then all of a sudden you're making $28,000 per month. Okay, so that's number one. Quick break in the pod to tell you a little bit about Startup Empire. So Startup Empire is my private membership where it's a bunch of people like me, like you, who want to build out their startup ideas. Now they're looking for content to help accelerate that. They're looking for potential co-founders. They're looking for tutorials from people like me to come in and tell them, how do you do email marketing? How do you build an audience? How do you go viral on Twitter? All these different things. That's exactly what Startup Empire is. And it's for people who want to start a startup but are looking for ideas, or it's for people who have a startup but just they're not seeing the traction that they need. So you can check out the link to startupempire.co in the description. Number two, you can create a platform-based newsletter. So he uses the example of Miss Excel. I'm sure most of you know Miss Excel. I think she got popular on TikTok, but she basically made learning about Excel fun. And then she's moved on to, now she does Word and now she does PowerPoint, but she's created a huge business out of it. So how can you replicate this? Create a list of tools, platforms, and programs that are commonly used in your industry or that you personally love, and then basically create an educational newsletter instructing people on how to use them better. So the examples he uses is Ableton for music production, DaVinci for video editing, Notion for operations, Canva for graphics, Figma for design, Klaviyo for e-commerce, Perplexity AI for research. You get the idea. Pick a tool, make it digestible and delightful to consume that content, and just focus on one particular niche. You're doing Perplexity AI for research. You're not doing Perplexity AI for everyone. And then how can you monetize it? Well, you can build a course. That's probably the least interesting option for me. I think that there's way better ways to monetize. I think be an affiliate partner for the platform. Affiliates typically earn 20 to 50% recurring commission. That's insane. So not many people know this, but a lot of these software products will pay you 20%, let's say, recurring commission if you send them customers, right? So that's huge and it's recurring. I'd probably try to double down as much on that as possible. And the other thing that's not talked about here is they potentially buy your business in a year, two, three, 5 years. Lean into templates, number three. So if you have a newsletter about mastering HubSpot, you create a HubSpot template for subscribers, and then you can say, sign up through HubSpot through my affiliate link, and I will give you the template for free. Or if you already have HubSpot, here's a high converting template that can be yours for $200. This is huge. These digital assets, I'm seeing a lot more of it. A lot more people get into templates. The margins are obviously great. He's giving away some sauce here. I really like that. And then he ends it with there are entire ecosystems and economies built around platforms. For example, if your newsletter is about Shopify websites, you can easily find a SaaS tool that would want to get in front of your readers. Absolutely. That's totally right. And now with AI, not only could you find a SaaS tool, you can build one, right? So you can use tools like Replit, like Bolt, like V0, like Lovable, and actually go and create these tools yourselves. And that's another beauty about a newsletter business, right? Instead of, you can build software to sell to these people. Okay. Number three, this is actually my least favorite idea on the list, an unofficial sports team newsletter. I'm not saying that, it isn't cool and interesting and fun to have. I just think that, I don't know, maybe it is, maybe it's just not exciting to me. I also think that, from a revenue perspective, it's one of the tougher ones. So now that you're like so stoked about it, now that I've pumped you up on it, but listen, someone may like this. So he says, find a sports team with a big fan base, but not much media coverage. This could be your local team, a minor league team, a college team. Don't start with something like the Dallas Cowboys. There's already so much content on them. So how do you source content? Instead of writing your own content, go to subreddits and forums and select the best takes on your local teams. Link out to these takes or go one step further, DM the person behind them, DM the person behind it, asking them to contribute to your newsletter. And you'd be surprised, a lot of these people would do it. Linking out is probably the best way to start. It removes the time and effort in content creation and lets you quickly scale horizontally. You could easily create 5 unofficial local sports teams newsletters quickly, monetize this through sponsors and creating a paid Discord or Facebook community to turn this into a big business. And I agree with this. You probably need a dozen newsletter for multiple teams, but it's doable. Again, that's one of the reasons why I don't like this. You have to amalgamate a lot of these to actually create serious revenue, but it's an opportunity for someone. Okay, number four. Local real estate investor newsletter. So this, there are examples of people making millions of dollars with real estate newsletters. A friend of mine used to run a company called BizNow Media. I think they ended up selling for about $70 million, and that's what they were doing. They were just doing email, real estate news newsletters. So. Just because, a transaction of a real estate transaction is so big, there's a lot of money around it. So what's the idea that Matt has? So he says, this idea works for cities with 200,000 to 1 million people. The target audience for this newsletter is local real estate investors who are looking to invest in that city. And here's how you can do it. Step one, go to Zillow or contact local realtors to discover the best investment properties. Once you know what to look for, you can probably outsource this to a virtual assistant for $500 a month. You can also probably use AI to automate that. Number two, place 10 to 20 high quality listings in each newsletter. And three, enrich the listing by adding potential mortgage rates, forecasting potential returns on the investment. This added information will make your newsletter more valuable and interesting to read. Newsletters like the offer sheet and here.co do this for Airbnb properties. And the offer sheet is huge. I think they have more than 100,000 subs. So how to grow this? Okay, everyone wants to know. Use Facebook ads to build your subscriber list. Your CPA should be $2 or less. Promote your newsletter in local FB groups and subreddits. Just be careful on how you do this because you don't want to get banned for shilling. Yeah, it's harder to do it on subreddits. You can, the way to do it is just you add value in your posts, and at the end of it, you just link out to your newsletter. You just say like, for more of this, go here. And then share pre and post CTAs on social media to tease your content, your newsletter content. And if you don't know what that means, a pre-CTA just basically means, you know, an example like this. This is a tweet that Matt did. He says, my results from Twitter ads last month, and he, you know, $1.97 CPA, 64% open rate. Want to see how I run Twitter ads for myself and 10 plus other newsletters? My Twitter ad guide drops tomorrow in my newsletter. Get it here. So it's a pre call to action. He's saying something is, you know, he's teasing with a carrot of information. And then he's saying, you know, tomorrow my newsletter, you're going to want to be on the newsletter because I'm not sharing it here on Twitter. And post is kind of a similar thing. He uses a Justin Welch tweet who says, yesterday, 38,000 of my subscribers learned 4 lessons from $1 million in online course sales. And then you tease some of what, you know, is in the post, and then you link it out. So that's called a post CTA. Pre-CTAs and post CTAs are just, you know, some of the best ways to get people to from your social audience, X, Instagram, TikTok, and get them on your newsletter. And by the way, while you're creating your newsletter, well, for any of these ideas, you should be creating, focusing on one platform, one internet audience. Maybe it's TikTok, maybe it's Instagram, maybe it's X, depending on what it is. And just be focusing and building that audience while you're spending money on Meta and other places to get subscribers. Because eventually what you want to do is, you don't want to be reliant on paying Zuck, you know, thousands of dollars a month for on Meta ads. So the idea is eventually your organic will surpass your paid. You know, he says, send this newsletter out one time per week to start. As you sell more ad inventory, send it to 3 to 5 times per week. Okay. And then he says, how to get your first ad sale? Because I know a lot of people are thinking like, okay, great, but how do I actually sell an ad spot? So let's assume you have 1,000 to 5,000 subscribers, which by the way, isn't a lot. I'd approach a local business, charge a flat fee, run an ad for them until it gets an agreed amount of clicks. Here's what this looks like. The sponsor and you agree to a certain number of clicks at a specific price. I'd aim at 500 clicks at $5 per. Charge an upfront flat fee of $2,500. You'll need to run the ad for multiple weeks to get 500 clicks, but that's okay. Take that $2,500 and reinvest it in ad spend to get more subscribers. Get more subscribers, close new sponsors at that higher rate. So local businesses with high LTVs that already work with real estate investors are the best sponsors for this newsletters. For example, lawyers, accountants, bankers, insurance brokers, etc. Once you have 5 to 10,000 subs and a steady stream of ad revenue, then you can repeat this newsletter framework for another nearby city. And then you can scale horizontally by following the same model in 2 to 5 towns in the surrounding areas. So there's more ways you can monetize, of course, because you can sell your subscribers a local in-person real estate investment seminar or event for $500 to $1,000 per seat. That's happening all the time. People doing really well with that. You can also offer premium subscriptions and put 50% of the properties behind a paywall for $1,000 a year. So, you know, if you do the math, you assume a $2 CPA, $5,000 a month budget, which is 2,500 new subs a month. You're adding 20 subscribers per day from organic social. So it's 600 new subs per month, basically 3,100 new subs a month total. Now you have a valuable audience of 3,000 local real estate investors. You can start selling ads. If you sell 3, run until 500 clicks ads, like we talked about before, for $2,500 each month, that's $7,500. If 2% of a 5,000 person list purchases a $500 seminar, it's $50,000 in sales, which doesn't include the potential sponsorship revenue from the event, and you will be able to make money from sponsorship revenue. If 1% of a 5K list converts to $1,000 a year premium subscription, that's $50,000 ARR. Total revenue is $190,000 with an audience of 5,000 to 10,000 subs. And plus the economics get better as you scale. And plus you can sell this business on a dime. This is a super sought after audience. And the reason I'm happy that he put this example here is a lot of people tell me, oh, I want to start a newsletter business, but I'll only start making $100,000 a year once I hit 100,000 subscribers. No, you know, 5,000 to 10,000 subs, and you're making $190,000 a year. Okay. You still with me? You getting those creative juices flowing? You still sipping? All right. Well, let's keep going. Don't, you know, get, you know, hope your notepad is out and you're sort of writing notes. Okay. So number five, newsletter for B2B decision makers. So, this is actually one of my favorite on the list. So the beauty of this type of newsletter is you don't need a huge list. So it's even less than the previous one. If you have 2,000 subscribers and they're all C-suite execs, you hit a home run. Sponsors are desperate to get in front of these decision makers. The hardest part will be acquiring newsletters that fit your ICP, ideal customer profile. Here's how to start. Pick a niche and focus on one industry. For example, this could be CEOs at Fortune 500 oil and gas companies. The next step is acquiring subscribers. As I said, it's tough, but there are three approaches. Chat with an executive at a Fortune 500 company in your target industry. Ask about their info diet and what they want to read about. Then create for that person. Eventually ask them to introduce you to more people in their network. Ask those people what content they're consuming. Create hyper-relevant content that executives in that niche want to read. Do an analysis and summary of important press releases, product launches, executives hired, fired, earning reports, etc. Take all the information they normally consume and summarize it into a 5 to 10 minute newsletter. Number three, share that content on LinkedIn and X to drive people to your newsletter. And number four, advertise in other newsletters that your ICP is reading. However, these ads may get expensive or may be expensive. As your audience grows, you can do cross promos with these newsletters to grow for free. The next part is the next part of this is critical to monetizing a newsletter. So you want to create a survey after people subscribe. You can do that with something like Beehive survey forms, and you can ask people their job title, their industry, their company, and their location. And we talked a little about, you know, getting more, you know, data enrichment than just a plain old email earlier. And again, this is coming up again. So analyze the results to determine what percentage of subscribers are your ICP and what percent aren't. If you can say 50% of our subscribers are C-suite execs in XYZ sector, then you have serious leverage when selling sponsorships. So I think this is a really, really great playbook. And again, I like it because I like high valuable customer bases. I like when people have a lot of disposable income to spend, who are in charge of budgets. These are beautiful businesses to create. And then again, you can create software on top of it and sell them things. You know, it doesn't necessarily need, these are just, you know, it doesn't, you don't need to necessarily sell by ads, events, courses, stuff like that. I actually tend to think you should be selling software, but you can always start by selling ads and events. Quick ad break. Let me tell you about a business I invested in. It's called boringmarketing.com. So a few years ago, I met this group of people that were some of the best SEO experts in the world. They were behind getting some of the biggest companies found on Google. And the secret sauce is they've got a set of technology and AI that could help you outrank your competition. So for my own businesses, I wanted that. I didn't want to have to rely on Mark Zuckerberg. I didn't want to depend on ads to drive customers to my businesses. I wanted to rank high on Google. That's why I like SEO, and that's why I use boringmarketing.com. And that's why I invested in it. They're so confident in their approach that they offer a 30-day sprint with a 100% money-back guarantee. Who does that nowadays? So check it out. Highly recommend boringmarketing.com. Okay, number six, niche ad examples for media buyers. So media buyers need to stay current and find ad creative examples to get better at their job titles. Some newsletters do this, like the Ad Professor, which covers general ads and inspiration, and Biddy Co. But there's a lack of newsletters dedicated to ad creative for media companies, SaaS, info products, lead gen, and many other industries. Create a newsletter that's broken down into 3 to 4 sections. Each section should feature ads from a different niche. Here's how. Create a spread. Number one, create a spreadsheet and determine which niches you want to cover. Number two, source high converting ads for each niche. Do this by going to Meta Ad Library. Look for ads that have been live the longest on high spending accounts. They're literally consistent high performers. Select 3 to 6 ads per niche. Add some context to each ad. This can be 1 to 2 sentences. Now, how do you monetize? Well, you want to put 80% of the content behind a paywall, make Canva templates for each ad that subscribers can download. You want to sell sponsorships to advertisers that want to target paid marketers, that's obvious. And you want to sell a community or a membership or a course to that audience. So, you know, super straightforward on how to monetize it. I think there's a ton of opportunity in this one. So yeah, that's number six. Let's keep on going. This Week in Memes. Most newsletters are text-based, but there are some great exceptions. Charter, which was acquired by Robinhood, which was visuals and infographics on business, finance, and technology. Smart Nonsense, a daily comment explaining nerdy stuff like your five. And the Bay Area Times, which was started by Anthony Pompliano, which is a visual daily newsletter on business and tech. But no newsletter explains the news with memes. Here's how it could work. Find a big story that happened that day or week. Find a meme that represents or relates to the news story and write a witty and concise summary of the story in 100 to 250 words below the meme. Trung Fan does an incredible job at curating memes around business and tech news on Twitter, but who's doing it in a newsletter? So this is the idea. Create one of these newsletters. Creating one of these newsletters isn't rocket science. Yeah. So you just want to cover 2 to 4 stories per day, one meme for each story, 100 to 250 word witty summaries for each. You don't need to make any memes from scratch. Find them on Reddit, Twitter, memelore.tech. It's actually meme-alerts.com and other sources. I'd recommend choosing a prosumer niche, focus on business, tech, investing, or finance. But this can work for general news too. Prosumer content has more monetization opportunities. Yeah, so obviously the more consumer you go, the less monetization there is. And the more prosumer you go, more B2B you go, the more monetization goes up. What's the big idea around this one? So the big idea is today's newsletters are text. And in 2025, they are going to be more and more visual. I think that memes is one more visual way to, like, meme images are a great way to consume information. It's tried and true. There's also other ways you can do it. Like, you can do infographics. You can do GIFs. So just think there's just a lot of opportunity in making more visual newsletters. So that's kind of like the idea for me on this one, is creating more visual newsletters in a space that doesn't have any visual newsletters, and create something that doesn't feel like work to read, because I think a lot of newsletters now just feels like a lot of text and people don't have time for that. Okay, so number eight, industry specific AI tips and tactics. This idea is modeled after Write with AI. It's a weekly paid newsletter that trains how to write with AI. They send ChatGPT and AI prompts your inbox every week. So it's $200 a year, $20 a month. They have $200,000 in ARR through their paid newsletter subscription. So you can take this concept and apply it to other categories. AI for marketers, AI for lawyers, you get the idea. So, you know, the key to creating a successful newsletter that people pay for off the bat is creating content that gives them the results. People want cheat codes, help your readers save time and money with AI tools and tactics. Okay, so I think what isn't said here is that Nicholas Cole and Dickie Bush, the people behind Write With AI, have hundreds of thousands of followers already. So on social, so they're able to take that to generate this $200,000 ARR. So the question is, with this idea, is could, if they didn't have that audience, would they be able to use Facebook ads, acquire customers, obviously not at $2 a paid subscriber, but maybe, you know, $20. That's my question mark with this one. So I believe in the product. Like, I believe that, you know, there's a ton of opportunity to create a, you know, newsletters where people are learning AI or new tools or basically things that save them time or money. And I think that people are more willing in 2025 to pay for them than they were in 2015. But my question is, can you do that without a social audience? Let me know in the comments. So number nine, lessons from leaders or inspirational figures. So this newsletter would feature highlights and lessons learned from inspirational leaders. This type of newsletter is trickier to monetize because there's no clear niche, but it's a great way to grow a broad audience fast. This content also translates great to social. It translates great to social because it's the type of stuff that goes viral, specifically, especially on X, but in other places too. If you need some ideas on leaders to profile, there's a lot of great podcasts that go in depth on similar topics, How to Take Over the World, Business Breakdowns, Founders Podcasts, Acquired FM. Rather than keeping in-depth profiles on leaders, the profile does a good job doing this. I would keep this newsletter super short, 2 to 5 minutes max. So let's say your niche is investors and you profile Warren Buffett. Create 3 to 4 sections that look like this. Best interview with Warren Buffett, best quote from Warren Buffett, best book about Warren Buffett, best piece of advice from Warren Buffett. Remember, readers like predictable formats with short, actionable content. This, there's like very little risk to create something like this, and it's just going to work, right? It's going to work because you're piggybacking off the credibility of, say, Warren Buffett. You can do Facebook targeting to, you know, people who like Warren Buffett, or follow Warren Buffett on, or follow Berkshire Hathaway on X, or follow people like Bill Ackman who are students of Warren Buffett on X. So there's a lot of ways. There's a lot of ways to make this work. I don't see it as high risk. But my issue with it is like, where do you take it from there? How do you monetize it? If we were going to use the example of Warren Buffett, I actually think that's probably one of the, you know, a great place to actually, to build a business around, because then you can, you know, it's a business around investors, people who like value investing. You know, you could, there's a lot you can do there. Some ideas just like off the top of my head, is, well, one, you can raise a fund, like a hedge fund, and you could be a mini Warren Buffett and raise from people like this. You can do an agency of like, you know, how would Warren Buffett run your company and do consulting around it. Of course you can sell courses, make a few $100,000 a year there. Maybe make a stock trading app that is just, you know, all around Warren Buffett and value investing, you know, an AI agent that you charge for that looks at your portfolio and optimizes it like Warren Buffett. These are just off the top of my head. But I do like it because, you know, people, you know, if you are going to do this idea, focus on inspirational leaders that also attract like a prosumer audience. Okay, last last idea is local newsletters, number 10. So traditional media publications have shifted to digital platforms, but local news still hasn't caught up. So there's a big opportunity right now for digestible local newsletters that focus on what people want. Positive, community-oriented news, not crime-heavy local news stories. People are like so tired of just looking at the news and seeing sad things come out of their town. So you can do a things to do this weekend newsletter. Send it out on Thursday mornings, highlight local events, live music, food, and fun things to do. Pro tip, find locally sourced events that aren't on Eventbrite, like events that are written on chalkboards at local cafes and bars. Things AI can't easily replicate. So how do you acquire subs? Classic FB ads to grow your audience. These FB ads should be pretty straightforward. Here are 5 restaurants to try this weekend in Miami. Once people click on the ad, it should link to a landing page where people could subscribe. And then it, you know, Matt says that he's helped local newsletters acquire subscribers for less than 50 cents. So you can acquire them pretty cheap. I would be curious, are those US? So monetization, you can monetize the newsletter through local sponsorships, particularly from high lifetime value businesses like lawyers, realtors, and wealth managers. Local newsletters can grow to 6-figure businesses in one city with the potential to scale to 7 figures by expanding into multiple cities. If you want to learn more about local newsletters, he has a podcast interview with Ryan Sneddon of Naptown Scoop, a local newsletter covering Annapolis, Maryland, that does 400K per year in revenue. And then also check out the media startups that had big outcomes from small local newsletters. So I didn't know this, but 6AM City grew to 8 million in revenue with 1.4 million subscribers. The Charlotte Agenda was acquired by Axios for like $5 million. So there is opportunity in local. People are always searching for new things. And I think the key insight was like, keep it positive, keep it community oriented, keep it curated. And in a world where AI is going to flood content, like how do you become the anti-AI? So there you have it. You have 10 really, really easy to start startup ideas that isn't going to cost you a lot of money to start, that could be the foundation for a really big agency business, a really big software business, a really big marketplace business. And you'll have your customers coming in every single month because you'll have your Facebook ads generating subscribers at a cost that you're making more money. So you're bringing in every single month, you're creating that moat, and then your organic audience is also every single month getting bigger and bigger, and you're sending people via these pre-CTAs and post-CTAs into the newsletter. And then you use AI coding platforms, you know, like Replit, like Bolt, to create products for these people, create software for these people, try new experiments. So it's funny that we're in 2025 and newsletter businesses are still at, you know, actually I was going to say they're more relevant than ever. Yeah. I hope you go build something. I hope this inspired you to go build something. If you got 1 ounce of value from this, just let me know in the comments. I'm always in the comments replying. That's where I live. I want to hear from you, and I want to give a shout out and thanks to Matt McGarry for writing such a great post. I'll include it in the description of the YouTube video and the Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And that's it. That's the pod, Startup Ideas Podcast. Welcome to 2025, baby. It's going to be a big year for us.